When the two men were alone, Egger exploded in anxious fury. "Damn me, if old Voker flams at this dead hour. This is no simple kinchin lay tomorrow. Is that not plain?" Egger threw up his hands. "Make an end to it, I say. Next month, I say." Pierce remained quiet for a moment. "I've waited a year," he said finally, "and it will be tomorrow." "You're puckering," Egger said. "Just talk, with no sense." "It can be done," Pierce insisted. "Done?" Egger exploded again. "Done how? Look here, I know you for a clever one. I'm no flat and there's no gammon in me. That lay is coopered. It's too damn sad the wine was snaffled, but so it was, and we must know it." Egger was red-faced and frantic. He swung his arms through the air in agitation. In contrast, Pierce was almost unnaturally still. His eyes surveyed Egger steadily. "There is a bone lay," Pierce said.
"As God is my witness, how?"
Egger watched as Pierce calmly went to a sideboard and poured two glasses of brandy.
"You're not put enough of that in me to cloud my eyes," he said. "Now, look plain."
Egger held up his hand and ticked the points off on his fingers.
"I'm Sir Ride in the van, you say, but I cannot get in. An eager jack of a Scotsman stands sharp on the door. You heard as much yourself, but fair enough. I trust you to get me in. Now," he ticked off another finger, "now there I be in the van. The Scotsman locks up from the outside. I've no way to touch that lock, so even if I make the switch, I can't open the door and toss out the poke. I'm locked in proper all the way to Folkestone."
"Unless I open the door for you," Pierce said. He gave Egger a snifter of brandy. Egger swallowed it in a single gulp.
"Aye, and there's a likely turn. You'll come back over all those coaches, tripping light over the rooftops and swing down like Mr. Coolidge over the side of the van to pick the lock and break the drum. I'll see God in heaven first, no mistake."
Pierce said, "I know, Mr. Coolidge." Egger blinked.
"No gull.
I met him on the continent last year. I climbed with him in Switzerland, three peaks in all, and I learned what he knows." Egger was speechless. He stared at Pierce for any sign of deception, scanning the cracksman's face. Mountaineering was a new sport, only 3 or 4 years old, but it had captured the popular attention, and the most notable of the English practitioners, such as A.E. Coolidge, had become famous.
"No gull," Egger said again. "I have the ropes and tackle up in the closet," Pierce said.
"No gull."